Hello, today I'm going to be discussing the not so glamorous side of being a mum. I am Faye and I run my blog over at Glossy Tots, and I have two children, one 12 weeks and one 6 years, and I'm here with my friend Jess. Can you tell us a little bit about you, Jess?
Hi, so I blog over at Beauties and the Bibs and I have two children. I have Ava who is 3 and Albie who is 15 months.
And today we are basically going to discuss the horrendous side of parenting, the bits that no one actually tells you are going to happen. So my first embarrassing moment that's happened to me was when Erin was little, she asked me to go on the trampoline, and this was at a trampolining place, and I ended up wetting myself, which was really sexy. And I have ever since had to take tenor ladies to
the trampolining. Joys. Yeah. The joys.
Always great. So that was my first embarrassing moment. Have you had any embarrassing moments, Jess?
I'd say the first one was literally just after I'd had Ava, and I'd had a cesarean, and they asked me to move to a different ward. So I was walking up the ward and no one had told me about how thick your sanitary towels needed to be after birth. Mine were too thin, so I walked and everything just fell out of me.
Nice.
Down the hospital. Yeah.
I can see how that would happen if you didn't have a normal Maxine maternity nappy job on.
Yep, no. Needed the brick, didn't have a brick.
So you had like a normal sanitary towel?
Yeah, just normal.
Oh God, it would
come, I had...
Because they're shiny as well, so they'd all come over.
Yeah, I had maternity ones in my bag, but no one told me, right, you need to put these in now.
Right,
I didn't
realise
it came in so quick.
Yeah, no, that's not attractive.
No, it really isn't.
Oh God, I've got images.
Yeah, let's not.
I have also had a lot of incidents with sick. I have two refluxy babies. And the other day I went to the hairdresser's, and the hairdresser kindly told me once I was having my hair brushed that Edie had been sick in my hair, which was really classy of me. And then I had to quickly like rinse it under the tap because I was quite embarrassed that she'd had to try and brush out the sick with her hairbrush. Thankfully, I know her and she was like, oh, it's fine, don't worry. But I was a bit like, ugh.
No extra charge for the sink.
Well, no. I'll probably have to pay for new hairbrushes for her. Poor woman. And my other one about sick is Erin was on... We were all on a flight on the way home from Florida. And she told me that she'd got a poorly tummy. I was like, yeah, we'll be landing in a minute. It was the case where the seatbelts were on. And she then said, Mum, no, I'm going to be sick. And as she said sick, she vomited into my hands.
Oh nice.
And I called the stewardess and they were like, we can't move, we're landing. And I was like, what? So I had to hold Erin's vial sick until after we landed. And the woman still came up to me and was like, what do you need? Well, what do you think I need? I've literally got sick in my hands. So yeah, that was really attractive.
Yeah, sick bag would have been another start.
Yeah, they don't do sick bags in the back of seats anymore.
No way.
Yep. Which is, so if anyone has a sicky child, then take your own sick bags. Because they definitely don't do that anymore. It's a bit gross. So
yeah, I've not really had anything with Albie, but with Ava, she was probably about 18 months old. She'd had a first sickness bug. On the way home, she started to just vomit all in the back of the car, in her brand new car seat.
Oh, nice.
So I pulled over and she then just projectile vomited in my face, all down me.
Oh, God.
So we've had that. And then she's also done it as well. More poo this one, though. This was Albie recently. We was in the shopping centre and he had a leaky poo all down me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so I had to go into a shop, buy new clothes to get rid of the leaky poo-ness all over me. And yeah, just walk around in poo clothes for a bit and explain to someone I need to go back into the change room to get changed if possible.
To go and speak to someone.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry about the crying as well. I have a child that won't go to sleep. so I've been pooed on, but nothing that couldn't be wiped off, thankfully.
Yeah.
But what did the woman say when you went into the changing room? Was she a bit like, okay?
She was very young, and I would say she hasn't...
Which is the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because you always sit and think these people aren't going to understand because they don't have kids.
Yeah, I would say she's probably about 16 and looked at me to say, like,
What
are you doing?
You've got poo on yourself?
Yeah, and you want to come in here? Yeah. Really?
You want to change an outfit? Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Joyce.
It is gross, isn't it? One thing I have recent... Well, I told Jess about yesterday, was my new daily regime is sucking bogies out of Edie's nose. Jess didn't even know that this was a thing. But she's currently got a cold, and they do things called a nasal aspirator. And you suck one end, put the sucker up her nose. There is a filter, don't panic.
You're not going to swallow that.
No, don't swallow bogies. So you literally suck up the snot out of their nose.
Nice.
But I get great satisfaction out of sucking the snot, but it isn't very glamorous.
Oh, no.
Especially when people you do it in front of people and they think you're a bit mental.
Oh, you take it out and about.
Yeah. Because otherwise, if I'm trying to feed her and she's like, no, I'm not having this because I'm full of snot. I need to suck her bogies out in public. Is this not how other people... Please, somebody tell me this is how other people parent.
It just makes me feel a little bit sick.
Yeah, well...
Obviously, my kids just have to suffer with bogies.
Yeah, you should buy one.
Oh, no. No.
Honestly. But first time I did it, I was a bit like, what? Now it's like a competition of how many you can get out. Yeah, it's not pleasant.
No,
oh, dear. Have you had any others that are a bit gross?
Probably another first outing with Ava was breast pads, so I didn't put breast pads in.
Oh.
So, because I wasn't breastfeeding, I thought, yeah. Oh, no, it's fine. Yeah. This is dried up. I'm fine now.
Which I think a lot of people do think, that once you're not breastfeeding after you've given birth, that's that.
Yeah. So, like, I did my first few feeds with her, and I was like, right, no. We're like, well, won't need breast pads anymore, forgetting all that. And I went out to a family meal with a white top on, as you do. And, yeah, it just went see-through. It was a bit like a wet T-shirt competition.
Nice. Did you have a bra on?
Yeah, thankfully. Okay. It was at the stage where I could get a bra on.
Yeah,
but
at least, like, you didn't sit opposite you, like, mother-in-law, nips out.
Yeah, no.
That wouldn't have been attractive.
No, it wasn't nice, though.
But do you know what? I had the same problem in pregnancy, that I leaked from 13 weeks. And, like... Jeez. It had come through my top at work, and I'd be like, oh, I wasn't expecting this now.
No.
And people were like, oh, you don't leak till later on, but I leaked from 13 weeks, so.
That's madness. Yeah. Like, it didn't happen to me until I'd had the kids.
No, loads of people say that, but I leaked from 13 weeks, so.
That's joyous.
Yep, there you go. That's one of those. But anyway, I will sign off here, because I think we've given you enough grot for today.
Yeah, no one needs to hear anymore.
Yeah. But thank you very much for listening, and hope you've enjoyed it.